Hello, and welcome to our Ascended Master's Outpouring of Light. This is Tammy Dennis speaking, and I come to you today with our online daily inspiration and journey into the presence. On today, we will be discussing our beloved goddess Rose, and she endeavors to bring to the planet the pure divine essence of awakening and resurrecting us back into this glorious, magnificent state of our spiritual nature, in which we each hold that abundance of knowledge, but we must adhere to ourselves on the inside, because what happens on the inside when we attune ourselves to that magnificent energy, which is our beloved mighty I Am presence. And so she endeavors to bring us this, along with our other ascended masters, all of the great cosmic beings and great cosmic light who usher in and just bathes the planet with their luminous presence. And so let us get comfortable and allow for our entire bodies to just be enveloped with Goddess Rose, who is trying to extenuate out all of her love to us now. We do thank you in advance for always supporting our beloved destiny, the open door, as we begin our audio presentation. Beloved Rose, Asun and Akasha are ascended beings, universal Chohans from the great central sun of our universe, who have come to our world along with other ascended beings to assist humankind and ushering in the seventh golden age upon the earth. As ascended masters, they are part of a divine plan that unfolded in 2012 and beyond, preparations of which have been ongoing for about 70,000 years. Their dispensation to the earth and all of humanity are the rose pink flames and rays of divine love, will, and grace. Presently, they abide within the higher dimensions or octaves of our planet and solar system, with others of the ascended and angelic host. They are here to assist us in our awakening and resurrection back into our true, glorious spiritual nature, and to live the higher Christ consciousness as creator beings. They are providing the current Ascended Master instructions or teachings that were once available only in the ancient Himalayan mystery schools. These teachings include the vital knowledge of all the activities of the sacred fire that one can use for their freedom and resurrection. They have come to assist us in our journey of becoming our true God self as we existed long ago when we first came to the earth. They are part of the divine plan to bring four of the great flames of the sacred fire to the earth, to awaken and raise all humankind and the earth into the Christ consciousness. So let us begin our beloved I Am Presence meditation now by doing what? What do we have to do at this point? Let us still ourselves with the power of silence now. Let us breathe in, hold it, and exhale out. Let us breathe in again, hold it, and exhale out. Let us do it one more time. Let us breathe in. Hold it. And exhale out. Very good. Picture now and feel our body enveloped in a dazzling white light. as you are able to, consciously repeat after me the following acknowledgement of our I Am Presence. I now joyously accept the fullness of the mighty God Presence. I am the pure Christ. I now joyously accept the fullness of the mighty God Presence. I am the pure Christ. I now joyously accept the fullness of the mighty God Presence. I am the pure Christ. I am its presence in full command, and the mighty I Am Presence sustains and expands itself in conscious cosmic victory forever. I demand the opportunity from my presence. Come into me. Come into me. Come into me. I demand the hand of my presence make the opportunity for me and open wide the door by which this can be done as the ascended masters or as the presence desires to do it now. Do it now. Do it now. I am the law of forgiveness and transmuting flame of every impurity, error, and obstruction I have ever imposed on any part of life or that any part of life has imposed on me. I am the law of forgiveness and transmuting flame of every impurity, error, and obstruction I have ever imposed on any part of life or that any part of life has imposed on me. I am the law of forgiveness and transmuting flame of every impurity, error, and obstruction I have ever imposed on any part of life or that any part of life has imposed on me. Please now feel that great brilliancy of that great light as it intensifies and intensifies every cell of your body now. And as we issue this command, we will then close our meditation. In the name of my mighty I Am Presence, you are the governing intelligence of me and my world. Therefore, whatever this appearance is, it has no power. It has no power. Take command and produce your perfection here. I, in the human form, shall be humble and obedient before thy great light and law. No longer shall I allow my intellect to feel dominion. No longer shall it deprive me of your power, flowing through to govern my world and hold its dominion. I am the great cosmic fire breath of cosmic Christ love from the great central sun. I am the great cosmic fire breath of cosmic Christ love from the great central sun. I am the great cosmic fire breath of cosmic Christ love from the great central sun. I am a child of the light. I am a child of the light. I am a child of the light. I love the light. I serve the light. I live in the light. I am protected, illumined, supplied, sustained by the light. And I bless the light. I am a child of the light. I love the light. I serve the light. I live in the light. I am protected, illumined, supplied, sustained by the light. And I bless the light. 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 The Lost Knowledge. We are continuing on with the beloved Akasha and Asun's endeavors for our planet Earth. Akasha and Asun are bringing to the Earth the rose pink flames that are bathing the planet now. They each offer humanity a gentle remembrance of our higher self, and our higher self lives in higher realms of light and perfection. They call our higher self the beloved I Am Presence. They express to us that this is the real guardian angel that some have been gifted to see standing above the human form. We certainly have discovered a lot about the ascended and angelic host, the great cosmic beings, and the greater dimensions of our own planet Earth and our solar system through the ascended master's teachings, at one time referred to as the lost knowledge or knowledge of the tree of life. Until the last century, these teachings were only available to initiates or seekers who were guided and admitted into the ancient Himalayan mystery schools, the very place that Jesus Christ Emmanuel studied in the missing years of his life. It was the Ascended Master Saint Germain, who was Jesus' father, Joseph, and previous embodiments, who opened the way for the lost teaching, that lost knowledge, to be available to all who seek a greater understanding of life, self, evolution, universal truths, and more. The Ascended Masters have returned to us the knowledge of our higher selves, whom they refer to as our beloved I Am Presence. The Ascended Hosts have chosen several messengers to speak through and teach, offering wonderful paths and enlightenment that guided us back to right relationship with our Creator, with our true self, and how to live an empowering, fulfilling, and engaging life while honoring and evolving our spiritual nature. During these past several sacred weeks, these seven sacred weeks that we've had with the Masters, I am so hopeful and blessed to have gone through these great teachings, and I hope that you all have received that great knowledge of these great beings also. The Ascended Hosts offering humanity the Ascended Master's knowledge. As Jesus Christ Emmanuel came to the earth as the golden flame of all Christ illumination, the great master presence of Mother, Father, God, Source, opened the way for our sacred journey back to our true nature, God's nature, by providing the great light aspect of our divinity. Now Jesus Christ offers us His golden heart flame to assist the illumination of our human consciousness back into our Christ consciousness. Next came the beloved Ascended Master Saint Germain, who in the last century opened the way for the Ascended Master's knowledge previously available only in the ancient mystery schools, to be released to the people of Earth when he made his appearance in America as the great cosmic angel Diva of the Violet Flame. Saint Germain was the first to begin teaching of the I Am Presence and the sacred fire, especially the violet flame. Next, in the 1940s, came the great Archangel Michael with his great cosmic Christ light, blue flame, and rays to begin the purification process of our earth and all her kingdoms. This work will intensify and expand once more of humanity, using their own free will, that purity is what all truly desire. And finally, in 1985, did Akasha come and began her preparations to usher in her rose pink flames of divine love, will, and grace. The Mother's Presence, Archangel Michael and Saint Germain are providing the cosmic blue and violet flames of purification, healing, forgiveness, transmutation, and more. Beloved Jesus and beloved Akasha are providing the spiritual polar aspects of life and the sacred fire. The golden flame, light, divine mind, and the rose pink flame, love, divine heart, and soul. The discourses, the love, the presence of the two ascended masters, Akasha and Asun, invoke the lost wisdom and love of a higher consciousness and lead us to that place within ourselves where our own answers are found, empowering us to know and trust the master presence that dwells within each person. With the healing assistance, wisdom, and presence of Akasha and Asun, tens of thousands of people have experienced a whole new freedom in their lives. The transmissions that come forth from beloved Akasha and Asun and the Ascended Masters through Usa and Excalibur are messages for life in the new millennium and are leading many to fully embody a state of divine grace and higher consciousness. Akasha and Asun bring forth a nurturing, tangible radiance of divine love and light that envelopes everyone at their events, as well as being felt in the live recordings of their messages. Their presence is truly supportive in our lives. King Melchior and Queen Alicia, who today is the goddess of light, were Asun's father and mother. Akasha's first embodiment was in Delphi. Her physical garment was formed by the house of Melchizedek and was not created on the earth. Akasha is the rose pink ray to the earth and is the divine mother's presence. Akasha, for all ages and in all civilizations, has been a sacred word representing the tremendous magnetic force of the mother's presence. This force fills all interstellar space in the universe, out of which every object, planet, and sun is formed in a state of universal perfection. Akasha is the rose pink ray of divine love and will and grace. And as the divine will of the infinite, I am presence. Her authority extends over all other flames that come from the great central sun. The sacred fire, that sacred white fire flame itself. Akasha comes from this great central sun and comes to us in different divine roles and expressions. She is Amanu, silent watcher, avatar, alongside Maitreya, mighty victory, Surya, and Cyclopia, and also one of the 144 Elohas from the heart of creation. There are numerous ascended master ladies of the spiritual hierarchy holding the mother's presence of the rose pink flames, including beloved Mother Mary, Kuan Yin, and Lady Nada. However, the overall authority is Mother Akasha, and she is the rose pink ray, the heart and soul of the Divine Mother's presence from the great central sun. Akasha's message is this. My message to all the people around the world who are awakening at this time in various spiritual studies and groups using the major or many minor dispensations currently upon this earth, you are at a critical phase of completing your awakening. What stands before you in the little time left towards 2012 and the years afterwards is the greatest opportunity since the second golden age, and that is to actually become that which you have awakened to, your great cosmic self, the mighty I Am Presence, walking freely upon the earth. Humankind has become so disconnected from their true source, causing lives of such suffering, distress, and limitation. 2012 is a focus point whereby many human beings awakening to their true nature will begin to guide in one of the most amazing golden ages that has ever been upon this earth. 2012 represented the coming to a completion of the limited human consciousness of man, opening the way for awakened human beings to express and live their full Christ consciousness upon the earth again. This is a time when many of the prophecies of the ascended Jesus Christ Emmanuel will be fulfilled, and the advancement of all activities of life will also unfold upon this planet. In May 26 of 2012, the great cosmic activities of this system of worlds, the physical sun, galaxy, and the great central sun will work with the elements of planet Earth and the consciousness of humanity, offering people the opportunity to raise themselves up and out of a limited state of being into the original divine Christ consciousness, the mighty I Am Presence. Between May 26 and December 21, 2012, a planetary shift will unfold, and Akasha and the angelic and ascended host seek to assist everyone to be ready for this. The ancient lost knowledge offers fundamental spiritual practices for humanity. When one awakens in one's own heart, guides them to a source of higher knowledge. This will instruct them of the secret chambers and generators hidden deep within the human heart and of the great sound, light, and love rays. The most critical information for humanity at this time is the knowledge of the sacred fire. This includes the violet consuming flame, the rose pink white fire, and cosmic blue flames, and more that the ascended, angelic, and one's own higher self, the I Am Presence, can produce in one's life. The sacred fire begins to cleanse all fear and discord that has ever registered in our being and world, allowing the light and higher intelligence of our spiritual nature to express more through our earthly embodiment. At this time, there are three great dispensations upon the earth today. Number one, the golden ray of all Christ illumination, brought through the ascended Jesus Christ Emmanuel some 2,000 years ago, offering light, illumination, and enlightenment. Number two, the violet ray, brought through Saint Germain, offering purification, transmutation, and transformation, and comes from the heart flame of our own mighty I Am Presence that dwells within and above us. Number three, the rose pink ray of divine love, will, and grace that now comes from Mother Akasha. And Mother Akasha's closing words were, "Be determined that you will not be counted amongst those on the earth whose hearts have closed. Seek to be amongst those who continue to live from their heart and pray deeply for angelic intervention, that your heart be fully opened so that the love of the Mother's presence that has long been denied on this planet may flow through your heart into your life. Seek that your mind be illumined by the love and light of your heart. I am Akasha, and I love you." The rose pink ray offers all of humanity their love and perfection. Akasha and Asun shows us how to call forth the love and perfection of our higher self, and that this is the aspect of our self that sacred scripture refers to when it says that man is made in the image and likeness of God Source. They show us how to make contact with the angels and the ascended host to draw forth their light and loving assistance into our lives. This ultimately gives us our freedom from limitation, guides us to live a more meaningful life, and prepares us for a life well lived, a crowning moment of enlightenment, and the achievement of the ultimate goal of human life, which is the ascension. Akasha reminds us of the true power and blessings of meditation, offering us powerful meditation techniques that allow each of us to experience the love of our heart and soul, instead of living with a concept of God. She speaks of the Master Jesus as an ascended master and the great gift he gave humanity, and of the existence of other ascended beings who too are ministering to humanity and the earth at this time. Asun helps us, each of us, to live the knowledge that Akasha offers us. As our beloved Akasha is charming and loving and yet serious in the knowledge, she provides us. Asun comes to us with great humor and has a real sense and compassion of the challenges we face in our daily lives. Some of the benefits and knowledge we can receive and experience through Akasha and Asun's events include the power of choice and desire, secrets of manifestation, the reality of angels, creating abundance, the Holy Spirit, your higher self, the true miracle of healing and healing modalities, regaining lost will, knowledge of the ascended masters and how they can help you, reincarnation, power of attention, creative visualization, and about the incoming golden age that is intended to lift humanity into much greater light, much greater love, awareness, and purpose. They speak of the power of becoming sovereign, achieving lasting peace of mind, mastering our thoughts and feelings, what it is to like to live in right use of will and how to attain it. They offer means of gaining your health back, the fountain of youth, and the nature of the soul. Akasha and Asun offer secrets to personal harmony, your life path, personal empowerment, the meaning of the ascension, power of the spoken word, ancient wisdom, and how to attain true power in our daily lives. They also offer us ways and means to experience our spiritual nature, rather than to live by a concept of God. They suggest the God found in many religions is a very limited understanding of God's source, that the God of our universe is a heavenly father and mother presence who are absolutely loving beings of absolute perfection and mercy, and not ones that cast judgment upon humanity. They speak of sacred alchemy, creating your own reality, cosmic beings of light, the healing presence, the cosmic light, and the miracle presence of the sacred flame within our hearts, and how to access and use it in our lives. This is just the sample of the knowledge Akasha and Asun offer us. It is the application in our personal lives of the knowledge that we discover that proves the vast changes, the vast benefits and blessings that is available to us through the knowledge they offer. So that is the end of our beloved Goddess Rose, who has really extenuated herself in such a way to bring us this beautiful message on today. And so we will now give our decree session. Beloved Mighty, I am Presence. Higher mental bodies of all mankind, all great beings, powers, and legions of light, great host of ascended masters, mighty legions of light, great angelic host, great cosmic beings, great cosmic light, powers of light from the great central sun, come, come, come. Powers of light from the great central sun, come, come, come. Powers of light from the great central sun, come, 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 the lords of blue flame, the angelic host, the legions of light and great cosmic law, beloved Saint Germain and Jesus and the great divine director. Come, 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 and your visible, tangible, ascended master bodies. Come, 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 and your visible, tangible, ascended master bodies. Come, 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 and your visible, tangible, ascended master bodies. Raise your cosmic swords of blue flame from 1,000 suns, from the great central sun that transcend every human concept. Give these decrees with us. Hold them eternally sustained and ever expanding and world engulfing until all beloved Saint Germain's I am activities cover the earth, cover the earth, cover the earth, and reign supreme everywhere forever with full power for all eternity, and nothing else remains but the purity, the freedom, and the victory of the ascension for all the original divine way without passing through the change called death. And I demand this physically manifest. I expect this physically manifest. I am this physically manifest, manifest, manifest. In all our ascended Jesus Christ victory attained right now. Almighty I am, almighty I am, almighty I am. In the name of the mighty I am presence, that is our true authority, we greet the great ascended an angelic host, and we unite as one with Akasha's rose pink ray to the earth and all its authority of the Divine Mother's presence to the earth and the authority of the ascended Jesus Christ, his golden ray of Christ illumination, and the authority of the mighty Saint Germain, his violet ray of purity and transformation, and the authority of the rose pink ray, divine love, will, and grace, in the name of the ascended and angelic host, in the name of the great divine director, the Lord and Maha Chohan, the Grand Master Melchizedek, the Blessed Mary, Mother of Emmanuel, the Princess Mary, the beloved Lady Nada, the great mighty victory from Venus, Sanat Kumara, the Empress Venus, the great goddess Liberty, goddess Justice, and goddess Purity, the Ashtar Command, and all the God-sanctioned benevolent Galactic Federation members, all the ascended host, and all the kingdoms of this earth. We decree the most miraculous ascended master intervention of all that is required for the world vision of the rose pink ray of Akasha. We hold and decree a world vision for North, South, and Central America, Canada, and all the countries throughout this great land under the Great Resurrection Dispensation, by the greatest power and authority and intervention of the ascended host, and with the assistance of the great Archangel Michael and the return to the earth of the mighty being Astrea, we are calling forth for North America, North America, North America, Central America, Central America, South America, South America, that this area and all of the planet Earth shall be decreed and made a drug-free zone. We decree it In the name of the infinite I Am Presence that is expressing through the I Am Presence of those awakened and all who are good and constructive to the earth, we decree it in the name of the infinite I Am Presence and through the angelic and ascended host and through the God parents to our earth, mighty Helios and Vesta, do we as one voice come together and decree, command, and demand that North, South, and Central America and Canada and all the countries throughout this great land rise. 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 And awake. 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 And greet your destiny in service to the light now. I decree it in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and World Mother. Please, if you have a prayer to state, please state it now. And as we seal our decree, seal me now in your luminous presence, seal me now in your luminous presence, and blaze through me your cosmic flame of cosmic Christ victory. In the full cosmic authority and power which you are, stand my guard, O mighty I Am Presence, stand my guard, O mighty I Am Presence, stand my guard, O mighty I Am Presence, compelling command, the victory and power of light in the sacred fire to reign supreme and manifest in full cosmic action in me now and all under this radiation everywhere forever, Almighty I Am. I am light. I am light. I am light. This is the end of our beautiful message that we had laid out for you today. Beloved Goddess Rose, Kadosh, 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 Adonai Sabaoth. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. Adonai, dear destiny, the open door. God bless you all. Namaste. Peace be with you and upon you. Love and light to you all. Almighty I am, almighty I am, almighty I am. We thank you so much. May the peace of God, may the love of God, may the mercies of God, may the luminous presence of God rest and abide with you always until we meet again. This is Tammy Dennis, signing off.